And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day, the title, The Difference. The Difference. Plus, we'll review the best from the best of the best with the best from the best of the best of Christian talk radio. We're going to look at what it means when he said, "He'll be back." I don't know what that means. We're going to find out. Plus, we'll wind it down with Straight Talk.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. My dog was sleeping on the bed after my wife and I got up, and the blanket was over him, and his head was on the pillow, and he looked like a little human. Spiritual observations. That wasn't spiritual. And my life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, Cameron, John here, and I want you to imagine something really quick. Imagine your family has been uprooted by war, running for your lives to a refugee camp in South Sudan, without a Bible to turn to for comfort and hope. And what good is a printed Bible anyway when you don't read? Well, the refugees in war-torn South Sudan are an oral culture. They learn by listening. That's why Talking Bibles International has translated the entire New Testament in their native language. The gospel has their undivided attention in these camps. Each Talking Bible broadcasts loud enough to be heard in small groups, and hundreds are turning to Christ. Give the greatest gift of all this Christmas. Provide God's spoken word to an entire village. For just $70, Talking Bibles can deliver two Talking Bibles in their own native language. You'll be sharing the gospel with hundreds who have never even seen a Bible. Just $350 will send 10 Bibles. Call 855-55-BIBLE to gift Talking Bibles for Christmas, or click talkingbibles.org. Call 855-55-BIBLE. 855-55-BIBLE.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by who else? Excalibur Roofing. Take a look outside. This is why you need Excalibur Roofing. See that stuff? It's wet. We had RoboPaul come in from getting lunch, and he had to go from one point to another, didn't have an umbrella. Did he look like a drowned rat?
He definitely had a new hairstyle.
It did. It was like slicked down, but it was water. See, Tugboat Todd did not, there you go, did not go out in the water. Therefore, he is not wet. So, Excalibur Roofing can help you with your roof on your home. Because if there's any water coming through, that you don't see that's getting into the wood or getting into anything else, bad, bad, bad. Excalibur Roofing does do free estimates. I'm letting you know now, but you want to get in touch with them because guess what? Busy season is upon them. You want to call them at 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. The Ministers of Roof, that's what we call them. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. You can also see them at Facebook. If you just type in Excalibur Roofing, Eric and Ingrid, great people to work with. Shout out, personal shout out for Michael Seawald. He's got a party taking place Saturday, December 17th, which I believe is tomorrow. 6 to 9 p.m. in that Del Mar area. Fancy. So Michael's an artist, and his gallery is doing some really cool stuff. It's the best of Hawaii. Ooh, and I like Hawaii. Get more information on that, Seawald.com, S-E-E. Not S-E-A, S-E-E-W-A-L-D.com. Mike's a good guy. Like him. He actually hooked me up with the North County Band of Brothers. So, you know, props to him. That was cool. Last thing I do want to tell you. No, I don't want to tell you that. No, I don't want to tell you that. Is there more that I really got to tell you? Here's the thing I do want to mention. If you are by chance, whether it's in the later afternoon or in the evening, like the 11 o'clock replay hour, if you are driving, it is a little wet. Be careful. Be a little more patient. Here's my one line that I've said. Now, I've been in California for a while, but not on radio for a long time. But there's one line that I've said over and over again, even when I was preaching as a pastor. In California, when it rains, because I'm from Detroit, when California, when it rains, people stop their cars, get out, look up at the sky, and go, what is it? It is rain. That's what it is. And it is wet. Just be thankful you don't live in somewhere like Cleveland where it is ice. You know, so it's a little cooler here, but you can't lose control. And on the way to work, actually, the people that I was driving with in the rush hour, they did really good. You know, sometimes you make the drive and there's always maybe a car or two that maybe, I don't know, you know, if they don't get there, you know, 1 minute earlier, the entire universe ceases to exist or something. I'm not sure what that is. But everybody today was really kind of cool and, you know, taking it easy. And that was excellent because I had to be, was able to pray the whole way. It was really kind of a nice, without going, oh, no, you know, kind of thing. All right, let's get into our DDD. I don't think we have a sound for the difference, but I do want to talk about it. It's called the difference because I want you to see a difference between Saul, the king of Israel, and David, the king of Israel. Okay, you got two kings, each serving about 40 years. Saul first, David second. For those that don't know why David went through all that he went through under Saul, a line that I was able to talk to my brother about, a good observation, is that God was beating the Saul out of David before David became king, so he wouldn't be a king like Saul. Ooh, I know. That's good. Just think about that. Here we go. 1 Samuel 16, 11 through 14 says the following. And this is referring to Samuel. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him, and we will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Holy Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Watch this. There is David, and there is Saul in this picture, in these five verses. Saul had originally been acknowledged and anointed by Samuel and walked in a spirit of disobedience and a false kind of righteousness. David, as defined as a man after God's own heart, gets anointed by Samuel, and the Spirit of God falls upon him, and for David's, the rest of David's days, the Spirit of God is with David. But Samuel, because of his disobedience, created a tension and a blockage between him and God, and the Spirit of God, which was upon him, left him. Here's what I want you to get. David had the Holy Spirit on him from then on. The Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and the difference is initially this. Obedience sets the foundation for how much the Holy Spirit works in our lives, and the Spirit himself makes the difference because David, in his obedience to God, had the Spirit of God poured on him and remained with him his whole life. Whereas Saul, after he became disobedient and rebellious, had the Spirit of God depart. So in the foundation of obedience and in the foundation of disobedience between these two, that set the tone for whether the Holy Spirit was with one or was against one. The Holy Spirit left Saul but stayed with David. You know what that requires of us? Obedience to the Lord. What do you mean, Dave? What do you mean? What I mean is when Jesus summed up the law and said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself, one, he meant it, and two, that's important for us to engage in that obedience to the Lord because that keeps the flow between us and the Holy Spirit going. But when we act in disobedience, we're cutting the flow. I don't think there's any other way to say that when the Scripture says that we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit, and then the Scripture says don't grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Scripture says don't quench, two different words. Grieve is to make sad. Quench is to limit the flow. When we're disobedient, we quench the Spirit. We limit that flow. The difference between David and Saul is the obedience and disobedience led to the Spirit being there or the Spirit being not there. For you and for me, the Holy Spirit abides with us, but there is a difference in level of influence, in level of direction, in level of guidance, in level of comfort. And the more we quench the Spirit, the more we grieve the Spirit, the worse our condition is. The Holy Spirit's been poured out in a different way in the new covenant. And the Holy Spirit will be inside us because we accepted Jesus. We acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and received him. John chapter 1, verse 12. But the flow of the Spirit in our lives has a lot to do with our willingness and our obedience to God. And in the case of Saul and in the case of David, we see clearly that Saul's disobedience moved the Spirit out, and David's obedience moved the Spirit in. Doesn't take a theological genius to look at that and go, man, I got to be more obedient to the Lord and more responsive so I can have a greater flow of the Spirit in my life, so I can walk not just in the fruits of the Spirit, but under the comfort and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because that's what Jesus told me to do. And that's why we do it. Okay?
I've always liked you, Susie.
Okay.
You're my favorite.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing.
Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hold on one second. Fix my eyes. G'day, this is Joel,
and I'm Luke with Fakim Country.
Let the celebrations begin. It's with great enthusiasm that we announce our first ever nationwide Christmas tour.
A special for King and Country Christmas matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
It's a night of Christmas classics, our songs, and even some Christmas originals.
So go ahead and grab your best mates and join us. You can get your tickets and more details online at forkingandcountry.com.
It's a special for King and Country Christmas matinee. 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
You can get tickets right now at forkingandcountry.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego. On the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We've got a guest on the phone. We're going to get to him in just a split second. I just want people to know about my good friend Steve Wheeler, who had just done a whirlwind tour with his wife, taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They were actually encouraging pastors that they help support in what they call red zones. These are zones where people, if they preach the gospel, are putting their lives on the line. And Steve Wheeler and his wife went there to support the pastors, to give them resources, to help and encourage them throughout the country and throughout the world. I mean, this is a big whirlwind tour, and we're happy to report Steve's doing well. Everything's going great. He's going to get a chance to visit with us. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org comes out of John chapter 4, where Jesus said, "Look, I see the fields and they are white." Whitefields, John 4. We're going to ask you to remember, these guys are taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They're helping educate pastors at seminary levels where there's no education. They're helping clean drinking water being given to villages where these villages are using cesspools as their water sources. And they're networking ministries, ministers, churches all over the world, doing an excellent job. Whitefields.org. We encourage you to go there. We encourage you to pray for them and decide if you want to partner with them. It's all up to you as the Lord directs you, but please pray for them. Join in their struggle, Romans 15:30, by praying for them and that the Lord would direct and guide them always, and giving thanks that he kept them safe while they were in the red zone for Steve and Coral. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Steve's a good friend, and I'm very happy to know that he is well. On the phone with us, my big number one guest. He comes out of corporate Salem, and they're always afraid if he comes on the show that I might give him too much of a hard time.
But that's because he's a loving brother, and he knows where I am, just trying to follow all of this weird stuff. Our very own Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, ChristianOutlook.com, by the way. You can get to that anytime, 24-7. Plus, here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11, Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays at 11 p.m., yeah, I got Christian Outlook playing right here on 12:10 a.m. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. If you're so inclined, well, you're not inclined, but I'm just going to say Hanukkah to you, bro.
Okay. All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, you might as well, right? talk to me about the show. What do you got on the best of the best of the best of the best of the best for Talk Christian Talk Radio?
Well, we've got a great look with where we're at with, boy, times of dynamic change, and I guess dynamic is an understated way of stating it. But we've got a professor out in Maryland, Peter Morici, is going to talk to us about economic nationalism, but the figure related to that is probably the Rex Tillerson, the President-elect Obama's selection for Secretary of State, and Tillerson probably embodies this approach to the world that is a bit more pragmatic, not against free markets, but as Trump has said, want to make the markets work for us. Morici explains that to us. Greg Clugston of SRN News, the voice that many of your listeners will recognize from the hard news at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour. He explains to John and Kathy what's going on with the CIA hacking, and even just, you know, it's a story that continues to unfold. The president just a few moments ago said that he's confirming that Russia hacked, but the listeners don't need to worry because he told Vladimir to cut it out, so it'll stop now. We also hear from Mark Moreno from the Climate Depot. He talks to Don Crow about a key appointment to watch. Scott Pruitt has been nominated to serve as head of the EPA, Environmental Protection Association, and it's it's a key one. It's an agency. Forgive me. It's a key one to watch. If we're going to roll back this behemoth of a bureaucratic state that we've watched develop, not just over the last 8 years, but it's gone crazy over the last 8 years. This is our chance. So this is one that listeners should be familiar with. Scott Pruitt, he's Attorney General in Oklahoma, nominated to head up the EPA. And we should always be paying attention to. I know you talked about Whitefield. It's just as weird as you were coming back from the break. Well, our fellow believers in Iraq and Syria, and the innocents in Aleppo, they're suffering. And Anita Shea talks to Don Crow about what could change for Christians that are really genuinely facing genocide under ISIS, and just being chased out of the entire region. And then we shift gears a bit and pay attention to Christmas. Johnny Erickson Tata talks to Mark Elfstrand about some of her favorite carols, including Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But it's all in context of a devotional she has out called A Spectacle of God's Glory. And if that woman isn't admirable in the way she has lived out her faith in front of the Christian world, in front of the world at large, there are no good examples. She's always inspiring. And Frank Sontag talks to Dan Dozell about the gospel, explaining the gospel to a religious person, but in the context of Christmas, when so many people love the season but know little of the Savior, this is a great opportunity to sort through those sorts of issues. And Bob Burney talks about the employee of the school in Killeen, Texas, who has been forced to take down a sign of Linus on the door of her office that says, "What's Christmas about, Charlie Brown?" And Linus goes on to explain and gives the scriptural story. And the woman's not backing down, but it's a both the story of what's happening today, but also a great reminder of a Christmas classic that I hope many of your listeners love.
Wow, you guys got a lot of stuff. So you got everything from Trump and then appointments in the cabinet and from the economics all the way through into Christmas, you know, with Joni Erickson Tata and then the Peanuts. That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty good range right there. I congratulate you on that. A couple things I want to pick up on, which I'm trying to nail down. You'll have to work with me on this one. In regards to Peter Morici and the economic elements, one of the things that I'm trying to understand, I talked to a very prominent economic person the other day, and they informed me that there were going to be, at this point, between now and 2018, so between now and December 2018, there are an approximate 6 interest rate bumps that are planned. Okay, there are 6 of them. There's 3 in 2017 and 3 in 2018 because the federal government anticipates growth. So I asked this really dumb question, where was that for 8 years? It was like there's no response. So does Peter Morici thinking along those lines of everybody is kind of getting on the financial train?
Well, there's no doubt that the markets are bullish, and that the Trump administration has talked about tax breaks. Our corporate tax rate is the highest in the developed world, so there's no doubt that the markets are anticipating this. And Morici's point is that the whole world. You know, the language is America first, but the world ought not be concerned, because if America does well, the world does well. I mean, we are the engine of the world economy, and if people are making consumer products around the globe, they need markets that can consume them, and the market with the most discretionary spending when it's doing well is this market. But there's been less and less discretionary income over the past 8 years. So yes, that's what Morici sees, and we'll see how some of the trade policies work out, but the tax policy is what is spurring what you mentioned and what the Fed's going to do, and the markets recognize that the business community sees an opportunity for investment with tax breaks.
In regards to Joni Erickson Tata, that's just fantastic, inspirational. A spectacle of glory is just, you know, over the top. So I encourage people to listen to Christian Outlook so that they can just have that experience, have that touch. In regards to the Peanut story, which we covered a little bit yesterday, I mean, really? It's like my point really was that even if you are optimistic about the country, the persecution for Christians, we're done with the Christian persecution. No, we're not. I mean, that's going to keep going, isn't it?
I guess, I don't know if there's a softer word than persecution. It is certainly paying a price for your faith. But when I think of Christians in Syria and Iraq and the price that they're paying, that's persecution proper.
Right.
This is, and what we're looking at here is a genuine price to be paid for faith. But also, you don't in our individual lives, we don't know when we'll be asked to pay a price. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are we going to be willing to pay a price when it's asked of us? And that will continue to be the case. And it could ease under a Trump administration. And the key thing to watch, the key thing for listeners to think about as they look at the next administration, it's the courts, the courts, the courts, the courts. Because if this court system, we passed Prop 8 here in California. Was it overturned? The courts. You know, why did we change millennia old definition and understanding of marriage? The courts, et cetera, go on and on. So that's a priority for the next administration, but the costliness of faith will continue to have a price to pay, and we'll see how it all pans out. Hopefully it'll ease a bit.
Yeah, and I love that you said that because, Russell, that's one of the truest things. Is what Americans really go through is in the most minor sense persecution, and it is an oppression. Might be even a more definable word for that. But when you have your head chopped off because of your faith and you won't renounce Christ, that's persecution. I mean, that's I mean, I haven't talked to my family and some of my family members in 39 years of being a Christian. And that's not persecution because, I mean, I know what it is and isn't. But it is oppressive and inconvenient. But that is not the limbs being cut off for the sake of the gospel. So I'm glad that you said that because that trueness and pureness of faith, that's what we're living for. I mean, we do what we can here, and some are in the political realm, and some are in different realms, some are in the direct church realm, and then don't engage. But what we're living for is the faith, not for anything else. And so I just love that you said that's great, great statement. And I really encourage people to go to ChristianOutlook.com. Go check it out. You can type in Christian Outlook, by the way, in Google, and Christian Outlook comes up. That's the first one that'll come up. But we would encourage you either do that or listen here on the station. Saturdays, 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 11 p.m. when you're just hanging out and trying to wind it down, get a chance to listen to Christian Outlook. Excellent job, my friend, as always. But now I'm not going to talk to you till next year, right?
Well, I'll say a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as we close out. And you've been a blessing to me. And I hope your listeners have tuned in and been blessed, but it's been great to spend time with you over the past couple of years talking about this, but just talking about all the important issues of life.
It's always been my privilege. The best to you and to your entire family over this Merry Christmas and wonderful New Year. God bless you, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, this is Dan Holbrook, host of The At-Home Advisors. Each week I help you save money and make your life better. One way to make your life better is to own the power that lights your life. Stop renting electricity and own the asset. And while it seems there's a solar company on every corner, only one company can give you true energy independence with the ability to generate and store the power for use when you want and need. That's SunFusion Solar. Stop the rising utility rates, add value to your home, and never be without power. Most people can do this with a payment less than they make right now to rent the electricity from the utility. Let's face it. If given a choice to own or rent your home or even your furniture, what would you choose? Of course, ownership. So why not call SunFusion Solar today for your solar and battery? No money down, no utility bill, and increased home value. Why wait? Call SunFusion Solar today at 888-506-3732. 888-506-3732 and own the power. Save the money.
This is John MacArthur, Bible teacher on Grace to You with today's edition of Portraits of Grace. An ancient Roman proverb says, money is like seawater. The more you drink, the thirstier you get. Ecclesiastes says the same thing this way, he who loves money will never be satisfied with money. You see, true wealth is found in contentment, not monetary gain. Now, let me ask you, are you content with what the Lord has graciously given you? Is it enough? Is your security anchored in God or in your goods? Do you find that the more God gives you, the more you want and the harder you are to satisfy? Be warned, riches can be a deadly trap and a hindrance to spiritual growth. Contentment, on the other hand, pleases God, demonstrates spiritual maturity, gives peace to the heart, and serves as an elegant frame for anyone who wants to be a portrait of grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to give a shout out to Tugboat Todd. Doing multitasking, 9 different elements at one time, 3 of which are sitting, breathing, and eating tacos. Then the other stuff for work. Good job, Tugboat. Good job. We're going to wait on a little bit of our read because I want to get into this DDD. And we're going to play a sound effect for you because the title is He'll Be Back. What do you got for a sound effect?
I'll be back. He'll be back. I'm back.
That's great. He'll be back. I'm back. What are we talking about? 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 4 says this, knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing. English Standard Version. Following their own sinful desires, they will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. Peter making reference to scoffers. Do you know what scoffers are? I just want to give you a definition for scoffers that will help you a lot. They're ridiculers. They're people that ridicule. And it says scoffers will come in the last days. And these are not people that have eschatological differences from you. These aren't people that say there's a, you know, pre-tribulation rapture, mid-tribulation rapture, post-tribulation rapture, partial rapture, mid-tribulation, no actual rapture as much as a seizing up and coming back down, seen it as not 7 years, is 7 years, not 1,000 years, isn't 1,000 years. None of that is in play. These are people that say there is no return of Jesus Christ. Do you understand that difference? I know you do. The eschatological difference is not in play. These are not amillennialists, premillennialists, or postmillennialists. These are no Jesus coming backists. Does that make it absolutely clear? Because what they're saying is, where is the promise? It's been so long since we've heard this and that, we don't see them. And they're saying everything is the same. Well, first of all, the response that Peter gives is pretty brilliant. It's like, no, it isn't all the same. Have you noticed that good and evil continue to grow? Have you noticed that we can do things really good from time to time, but we can do evil 1,000 different ways now because we're even more evil? Because when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of good and evil, of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, the knowledge in humanity continues, started and will continue until it's done, until the Lord's done. And evil and good regarding knowledge will grow. It won't stop. So now everything is not the same. And in fact, as we get closer to the end, one of the identifying markers Jesus said is the love of many is going to grow cold. How much colder is society today than it was 50 years ago? I mean, it's just brutal today. If you say something, if you write something on the internet, and you even write it incorrectly, there's 1,000 people that say you're a moron. It's like unbelievable what's going on, right? But the whole element is these scoffers, these ridiculers are mocking because they don't think Jesus is coming again. That's the whole argument. And so why I had Tugboat Todd play that is because, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger going, I'll be back, because he's coming back. Let me give you a couple things that will give you the assurance, because better than scoffers is truth. John 14, 1 through 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. What did Jesus say? I will come again. Acts chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going. Then suddenly, two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking in the sky? This same Jesus who's been taken from you into heaven will come back. He will come back. Jesus is coming again. He is coming back. And it doesn't matter if the scoffers scoff. It doesn't matter if they say he's not going to return. When he does return, they're going to be very sorry indeed. We anticipate the return. Some of us try to formalize the return. Whatever. Here's what I would say. Look for the coming of the Lord. Hey, it could be for you in 5 years or 5 minutes. It could be for you personally or all of us corporately. You can tell me all the wisdom you want and all the understanding you want, but the people that were waiting for the Messiah to come the first time weren't Bible idiots. They were just wrong. Jesus is coming again. Let the scoffers scoff. Let them ridicule. You stand in faith and truth because that's what Jesus told you to do. He's coming again. You better get excited. Because if you're not happy, you're going to be miserable. Pretty simple. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as long as you stand by me.
So from the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared about a school's problem with Linus's speech from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
In Texas, Killeen Independent School District has ordered a teacher who had that poster of Linus reciting that portion of scripture to remove the poster because it was, or is, I should say, imposing her view of religion on her students. Now, the poster simply has this portion, doesn't have the entire passage. It says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, the poster reads. Well, the school district has declared that is a violation because the teacher is imposing her religion on her students.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, we might have to take a detour. Something just came across my limited brain, my limited cranium capacity, and we're going to have to kind of review that, my LCC. Before we do this segment, brought to you by Sam Rasool, one of the top real estate agents in the country. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, Sam is your man. Here it is, 25% of whatever commission he makes. He takes the gross amount, gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. If you need him to come to your house, not just do an algorithm, but actually kick the can, so to speak. Look at the house. Check out the blood, sweat, and tears, the tender love and care. That's what he does. Doesn't charge you for it. Gives you a price. If you don't like it, don't use him. How about this? You're selling your house. You're like, I need a lot of work. Sam will forward up to $25,000 to you for you to fix up your house. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. No interest charged. And if you have a friend and the friend is thinking about any of that, just send them to Sam. That's what we say. Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And for those that don't know, Sam, born a Muslim, now a Bible-believing Christian, and he loves to share how that happened. Get a hold of him the same way. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. All right, I was going to jump into straight talk, but just hearing that last little thing from Tony Perkins on the air, I just have to comment because I am that kind of capacity person. So, as most people know about the story, the peanut story, a teacher at the school has a poster of Linus, and we covered this yesterday, has a poster of Linus on her door, and the school received a complaint that the poster on the door, I want you to catch this, constitutes the teacher requiring people to follow her faith by expressing her faith and appreciation for Christmas. They have so merged and tried to blur the lines, okay? They are trying to take God out of every possible nook and cranny. And I told you, the warfare is not over. He talked about that with Russell Shubin. Let's make sure you understand something so you can catch the full depth of it. If you are on a San Diego freeway and you are in rush hour, you are thereby forced to look at the car in front of you. Unless, like some drivers seem to drive, you have your eyes closed and are sleeping. While you are driving, especially in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you are required to look at the car in front of you and to observe around you for safety's sake, for the general public's sake. And keep in mind, you are on a publicly funded highway, something that the government is involved with, right? And on the back of my car, I have a Detroit Red Wings symbol and a Michigan Wolverines symbol. So therefore, by the logic that they're utilizing, I can extrapolate and figure out that you, while you're behind my car for the hour and 30 minutes on the freeway, are getting the message you must be a Michigan Wolverine fan or a Detroit Red Wing fan, and I am forcing you in a public format to observe that and that alone, and therefore you shall convert and be what I tell you to be, because I've posted it on the back of my car, and you can't miss it and can't get away from it. That's the same logic. So therefore, I have decided to create a new bumper sticker. And this bumper sticker is simply going to say, donate to the David Spoon Trust Fund every penny that you have. And I'm going to put that on my car, and in the mornings, I'm going to drive to work my hour and 15 minutes and force that person behind me to comply with my sign. And when I come back to go home, I'm going to force another, and I'm going to do this 10 times a week so I can have all of those people emptying all their monies into my trust fund, because I'm forcing them to do that because I'm driving on a public road funded by taxpayers in the government control, and that makes perfect sense to me. The only problem is that the guy in front of me, he might have a bumper sticker that says, deposit all of your money into Joe Smith's trust fund, and if I'm behind that guy 10 different times, I'm not getting anything out of this deal. All I'm doing is going back and forth an hour and 15 minutes each way. So by theory and by application, on the public road, if you have a message, you have required everybody to respond to it. My encouragement is for all of those businesses that are looking for people to be customers, put it on the back of your car during freeway time, for they must comply. That's what they're telling us. And by the way, if you really want to nail that down, if it's a bus, it should be doubly responded to, because those dudes kind of rule the road. I'm just saying, you know, from a practical point of view. All right, folks, just think that through, how ridiculous that sounds. That's really how ridiculous it is. It is that absurd. You know, it's just that nuts. Never have a hat. You'll force people to look at it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey,
the David Spoon Experience.